United States Representative David Cicilline has a new Republican opponent. She is Cumberland State Representative Karen McBeth, who just last week switched her party affiliation from Democrat to Republican. Now, this afternoon, she announced on Facebook that she intends to run against Democrat Cicilline. Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay joins us now to discuss this development. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
And what do we know about Representative McBeth?
Representative McBeth was first elected to the Assembly in 2008. She's from Cumberland. She climbed the leadership ladder, becoming chairwoman of the House Oversight Committee. Her background is in education. She's a teacher and a principal in the Woonsocket school system.
Now, Scott, Cicilline, a Democratic incumbent in Congress, a former Providence mayor, too. What will McBeth have to do to be competitive against him?
Well, the first thing she's going to have to do is get her name recognition up, get better known in this district. You know, it runs from Woonsocket all the way down to Newport, and I'm not sure anybody in Barrington, Bristol, Warren, or East Providence really knows who Karen McBeth is. The second thing she's going to have to do is raise a lot of money. If you're going to knock off an incumbent, particularly a Democrat, in a district that's very, very Democratic, again, won by President Obama last time in 2012 by more than 60% of the vote, I would say she's going to have to raise upwards of $1 million to have a credible campaign.
McBeth also faces a primary challenge before we get to the actual election.
She does. She has a young fellow named Russell Traub who's been out walking around the district, getting to know people. He's conservative. He puts out a lot of press releases. Again, he's not very well known and hasn't raised a lot of money yet either. So it looks like a pretty competitive race on the Republican side.
Getting back to Congressman Cicilline, is he vulnerable anywhere?
You know, I think it's very difficult to say right now. It's been a volatile year. If he's vulnerable, it's basically because people are upset with Congress. They think that Congress is dysfunctional. And if people are in a real throw the ins out move, throw the bums out, whatever you want to say, that's where I think he's most vulnerable. The fact is he works very hard. He goes to the opening of a garage door. He's in the district all the time. And his political views are very in sync with a majority of the district. He's a classic New England liberal Democrat, pro-choice, pro-gay rights, pro-gun control. And I think his views are pretty much in sync with what's going on out there.
Would Cicilline's performance as mayor of Providence be important in this election, or is that old news?
Well, I think it's old news, but I'll tell you, Representative McBeth is out there today taking shots at Cicilline's poor financial management of the city when he was mayor, also scoring him for supporting the Iraq nuclear deal, saying she's an ally of Israel, and saying that he really hasn't gotten an awful lot done in Congress. Of course, he is in the minority in the House, and we know that nobody really has a long list of legislative accomplishments in the House when you're in the minority.
But how often do members of Congress around here get voted out of office?
Not only here, but around the country, Dave. Almost never. I will tell you, in 2014, the national reelect rate for incumbents was better than 95%. What we have here is a lot of voters who say they don't like Congress, but it's not their congressperson's fault. He or she, their rep seems to be okay. Everybody else, they're totally down on.
Now, what do you think is going on here, Scott? Why would a state legislator who was the chair of the House Oversight Committee change political parties and also lose her position as committee chair to challenge Cicilline for Congress?
I can't figure that out totally. You'll have to ask her. But I think it has a lot to do with her ambition for higher office. And I think right now that's what we're looking at. Obviously, she has some principles. As you know, there are a lot of people in the House of Representatives in particular who are Democrats, known by some of the liberals as Dinos, Democrats in name only, and they happen to have far more conservative views on most issues than the National Democratic Party. And I think McBeth and a lot of other people from the Blackstone Valley kind of fit that profile.
What's the difference in issues, or are there differences in issues between the 1st and 2nd District?
The 1st District basically is a little more liberal, I think. It's a little more, you have the Providence East Side, for instance. you have the suburbs, particularly on social issues, down the east spine of Narragansett Bay, the Rumfords, the Barringtons, the Bristols. Then you have some more conservative communities like Portsmouth and Middletown, and then you go into Newport, which is more liberal. So we have had more Republicans really from the 2nd District. Claudine Schneider held that seat for quite a while. But Ron Makely did, as you recall, hold the seat in the 1st District. He was a Republican, now the president of Bryant. He was elected in 1988. Served 3 terms in the House and then left to run unsuccessfully for governor. He lost in a primary to Republican Lincoln Almond.
But also in that 1st District, you have Woonsocket, you have Central Falls, you have Pawtucket with a different set of issues.
Yes, and I think that's where Macbeth is going to have to cut into Cicilline. He's almost impregnable in Providence. He's very difficult. He's a good campaigner. He has a good base there. If she's going to win this, she has to really get into him in places like Cumberland, her home community, I would have to say Woonsocket, and Pawtucket, where there's a very large Democratic base vote.
Scott, what's your sense of where her former committee goes now with this 38 Studios investigation?
You know, a lot of this 38 Studios talk at the State House was just that, a lot of hot air. Let's be honest. They didn't really dig up anything that we didn't know from either media reports or that huge document dump that came out of the discovery in the state lawsuit. And the only money that's really been recovered is because of a smart decision by former Governor Chafee to hire Max Wistow and his team of lawyers to pursue a lawsuit against the financial advisors and law firms that helped get us into this ridiculous deal.
Okay, Scott McKay is political analyst for Rhode Island Public Radio. He's been talking about today's announcement that Republican State Representative Karen Macbeth of Cumberland plans to run against Democrat David Cicilline in the 1st Congressional District. She also faces a GOP primary. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.